So we have to learn a little bit on the parasha. But Demis is this parasha, parashas Bamidbar is always a Hakdama for Shavuos as well. So this is what's preparing us for the Hilgi Yontav of Shavuos. The beginning of parashas Bamidbar, there's a counting of Bnei Yisrael. And Rashi tells us, the first Rashi, Bamidbar mitoch chibasan lufanav, mono asam kol shah. That Hashem was showing His love for us. And out of His abundance of love for us, He's constantly counting us. When you love something, you always want to make sure it's there and it's taken care of. His incredible love for us. Now, by the way, I think I've once taught this before. I think the first time I heard this was from my Rebbe, the Aspen of Kalashina Rebbe, Rebbe Spiegel, Shlita, a lot of Chevra was with tonight. If you look, the very first Rashi, in every single Sefer, open it up when you have time, the first Rashi Sefer Bereishis, the first Rashi Sefer Shemos, the first Rashi Sefer Vayikra, the first Rashi that we were just read in Bamidbar that we're starting this Shabbos, the first Rashi in Devarim, each Rashi tells us Hashem loves us. Everyone talks about the abundant, incredible love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. Incredible. Why is that? So I want to suggest tonight something very special. And maybe this is why this is the lesson of the Hakdama for Kabbalah Satorah. You know, Torah itself, and Chamishi Chamshi Torah, is full of laws. And laws can often feel binding, shackling. It feels like I'm being controlled. And every element of my life is told, I have to do this, I have to do that. Shabbos, I have 39 things I'm not allowed to do. And I feel like, ultimately, I can't even be myself. So every single Sefer that teaches me these laws starts out by telling me, your God, who's your Tata, Avinu Shel Shamayim, He loves you. He loves you more than you can imagine. And if Hashem loves you, it's a reminder then that every single mitzvah that He gives us, every single guideline that He gives us, is only to elevate us. It's only in our best interest. It's only to help us. It's only to be a better you. There's nothing here that's binding. Pumfa karet. It's to help you grow. And you don't see it yourself because who are we? We don't know anything. We're nothing. We're mere mortal human beings who think we know everything when we're 22 years old. And now when I'm 41 years old, and know nothing. How do I know anything? Because I'm given a Torah, and my Tati, who knows the objective truth, who created me and this entire world, is telling me what's best for me. Clearly it is. So to begin every Sefer, I need a reminder that Hashem loves me. He loves me so much, He gave me a Torah. You know that Torah? Ki lekach toiv nasati lachem toirasi al tazovu. Sefer Sichos Bavod Hashem, Rav Meisel, she says the most beautiful idea there. So, you know, imagine you had the opportunity to give, like, the president, well, not this president, but the president before that we let, you know, you had the opportunity to give him a present. You'd be very excited. You give him a present. Right? If you could give him a present, imagine you brought a painting to the President Trump and he hung it up in the Oval Office. You'd feel like incredible. Wow, I'm the man. But listen to what he says. Ki lekach Toiv. Hashem says, Ki lekach, if I would take something from you, Toiv, it would be very good. You'd love that. Imagine if we had the opportunity to give Hashem a present. But more. Nasati lechem, I gave you something. So even more so, if you had the chutzpah to give Donald Trump something, wow. But if he gave you a painting, you have on your wall a special painting signed from Donald Trump. Nasati lechem. And I didn't just give you something, I gave you Toirasi. I gave you my most special thing in the world. I gave you the blueprints of the world. I gave you something that was created way, way, way before the world itself, the most precious thing in the world. Nasati lechem torasi, al tazovu, don't forsake it. There's nothing more special. It's given out of love. And that's the first Rashi in every single Sefer. It's the sweetest thing in the world. Every mitzvah is the sweetest thing in the world. It's much sweeter. Hanechamadim mizavu mipazravu mesuke midvash. Maybe she brought me a small matana here. You know, when you want to say something's more than something, and really more than something. It's double as good. Right? It's double as good. If you take the gematria of Dvash, what's the gematria of Dvash? What's the gematria of Dvash, Chaver? 306. So what's double Dvash? 612. 612 is the bris, which is what the Torah is, but Torah, as we know, is 630 mitzvahs. So what are we trying to say? We're saying it's not just double Dvash. It's more than double Dvash. It's more than double Dvash. Namish, double Dvash, it's more than double Dvash. It's not just sweeter than honey. It's much more than sweeter than honey. That's a Torah. That's a Torah. And you know how I know it? Because Hashem, the Eibishter, loves me and He gave it to me. And it's Torah C. It's His. Know how much Hashem loves us. Know how much every single mitzvah is the sweetest thing in the world. And just feel that love of Hashem and show Him back until Zoyche that He'll bring the Shechina B'dachtonim to Gulashleim with Zilchkenu B'mheira B'yameinu. Hail Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh,
Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai.